The word twerking made it into the Oxford Dictionary online last week. I guess that's a reason for us to talk about it. There's actually another and better reason to get on the Twerk Express, though, other than the word twerking and the antics of Miley Cyrus. Yeah, I know, Miley who? Well, when I saw the clip of her dancing at the MTV Music Video Awards a week ago, something occurred to me that no one was talking about. Ivory Coast, and a dance called the Mapuka. It was twerking before twerking. Nearly 15 years ago on the show, we told you about the Mapuka. It began long ago among ethnic groups in the southeast of Ivory Coast. Mapuka in the local language means, and there doesn't appear to be a better translation, the butt dance. It's performed mostly by women and usually for ceremonies. They shake their buttocks vigorously from side to side, almost as if the rear end is shivering independently of the rest of the body. Then in the mid-90s, an updated version of the Mapuka took that motion and upped the ante. The dancers spread their feet apart, drop their hips lower to the ground, hands loosely on top of the hips, moving them like the pelvis is on a hinge. People, do not try this while driving. Now, the song in the Ivory Coast that pushed the dance craze beyond suggestiveness to outright miming of sexual intercourse was this tune by Les Tueuses du Mapuka, or the Mapuka Killer Ladies. The dance left so little to the imagination that in 1998, the government of Ivory Coast forbade anyone to dance the Mapuka in public. Some say the ban on the Mapuka in Ivory Coast actually popularized the dance, and it spread across the world, all the way to a New Orleans that was riding the wave of bounce music. And the Mapuka found a new home in the U.S. as twerking. Now, this is where we might update the story with the latest twerking hit. But instead, here's a twerking song that preceded the Mapuka. This one recorded in Congo when it was still Zaire. The dance was the Kwasa Kwasa. When it came out, it was so shocking that onlookers would ask in French, "What is that?" or "C'est Kwasa?" And thus was born the Kwasa Kwasa. This is Congolese singer Kanda Bongo Man, so go on, get your twerk onto this, and enjoy the rest of your Labor Day. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow. Let me sing it.